Reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Text 9. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chanda Jai Gaur Bhaktavinda Madhya Lila Sankshapete Karalun Vanana Antya Lila Varnana Kichishina Bhaktadan. I've briefly described the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, known as the Madhya Lila. Now I shall attempt to describe something about his pastimes, which are known as Antya Lila. Thank you. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Daksur Unmulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Shise Namaha Pancha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Shindu Vaye Vicha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasade Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So greetings from Moscow. I changed the name of the country from Moscow to Moscow. And I'm here for a week. I just left Vrindavan feeling that third stage of separation. The first stage of separation was the last few days when I was in Vrindavan and knowing I was going to leave. That was painful. Because there's Sangha there. There's such an atmosphere that if you appreciate, I'm describing what Sangha is. Sangha is not just being with something, it's your appreciation. It's your faith, actually. Sangha is your faith. And your faith is your appreciation in something, that something will give you happiness, something will be beneficial to you. And therefore you open your heart to it and you receive the benefit of that particular thing. So the real key in spiritual life, in any life, is to have the faith in the right things. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Is to have the faith in the right things. And I think that's really the benefit of coming in line with a bona fide spiritual tradition. It can give you the faith in the right things. And if you have the faith in the right things, you will open your heart to the things that give you happiness. And that's my gratitude for Prabhupada. He let me know, let me understand the things. Oh, no, no, no. She had shut that off, and just tell her that. Yeah. Okay, it's okay. A little low because here I am in this exclusive restaurant telling them to turn down the music because I'm giving class. It's almost. Yeah, it's good. Thank you. Thank you. It's almost a Woody Allen scene, something. A Hare Krishna is in a restaurant. Exclusive. Really exclusive place. I mean, I'm pretty blown away by it. And I know the person from coming to my classes. I decided to come over here. And so here's a Hare Krishna in the restaurant, telling them to shut down the music because he's giving his weekly sangha. Who else could do that? And they do it. So I got a feeling that people are staring at me now. No, I'm joking here. So this is what you get. You get a description and the value of the things that you focus on, that you can open your heart to and receive the benefit of sat or truth. And that's such an essential thing. And we can actually investigate in our own lives where our faith lies. I know when Facebook came out, people were mad on Facebook and somehow had the conception or something, many people did, wow, this will give me happiness. And now people are getting basically a little tired of it. I could see it. It was such an incredible... But it's amazing what a materialistic society, what they can convince you will actually give you happiness. And when you're in Vrindavan and you're associating with sincere, deep people who have faith in the right things and demonstrate the fruit of that faith, that they actually get happiness from them, it's very, very inspiring. And because people construct their environment according to their faith, when you have a spiritual place, thank you so much. Okay? Tea is coming. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay. Then you have an environment. Okay. Very good. Thank you so much. Okay. I don't speak the language. I don't know what's going on. But the environment is built up by the people that live there. And, you know, there's something inherent in Vrindavan, despite what the people do sometimes. But there's such a surge of faith and objects of faith, just like people have so much faith in kirtan. This Madhava comes, and at midnight he begins to chant in the temple because he has faith in the holy name. So it reoriented my whole schedule. I had to get up early. I had to go to the temple and sit there for a couple of hours before I did anything. And then in the courtyard of the MVT, this kirtan between 4 and 5, and there's people and spiritual activities. And people go there for this reason, so they're at their best. So, this concept of faith, so important. And that's the real benefit of Sadhu Sangha, because they intensely perceive things in relationship to the service of Krishna. And they move their environment to the extent they can based on the service of Krishna. That's why it was so wonderful going into Prabhupada's room, because of his faith. And therefore, things around him tended to be, or were, objects of devotion, intensely used in Krishna's service. Okay, well, anyway, so let's do something with this Antyalila. And today I'm also in Moscow because there's a program today, 800 or 1,000 people So I have a spot there to speak and try to share something there. It's actually been already just such a wonderful stay. I have one dear disciple, Ananda Govardhan, the only disciple I have in Moscow. But she has a beautiful center of, you know, Ayurvedic spa, satsang hall, and yoga thing with, there's even an apartment, a guest apartment,
which
I stay. And I do programs every day, every night there. I just walk downstairs, two floors, go to the satsang hall and speak. Okay, thank you. I probably would have canceled this class if I didn't miss two before. But let's talk about this Anchalila. Anchalila means the end of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, which is the last 18 years. And he has a mission. And he has two missions. He has a Baharangi Hetu and an Antarangi Hetu. The cause, why did he come? Well, the external cause, what he came for others, is to spread spontaneous devotion. Kevala Bhakti. Powerful devotion that's not weakened by any obligation or duty, by any distance, by any fear, because God doesn't come as your superior. He may even come as your inferior, your junior. At most, he comes as your equal. He comes as a cowherd boy. So that type of love, we understand in Chaitanya Charitamrita, is extremely forceful. That's why the highest ecstasy is considered to be only in Vrindavan. Just reading Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it says that this utter humility, which is called dānya, this utter humility doesn't... One second. Where's the star? I want to press star 7. 1 second. You don't want to blow... What? Stop. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or here. Where's 7? This is 7?
Mm-hmm.
Hare Krishna? Can someone say hello, please?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Okay, we're still on. So, yeah, I'm reading in Brihad Bhagavatamrita that this utter... This utter humility does not even exist in Puri. This was a difficult question to understand. But the reason is this. Outside of Braj, outside of Vrindavan, God manifests his divinity. Therefore, the love cannot be as close. It may be the relationship that people have. And therefore, the separation cannot be as intense. And if the separation is not intense, the ecstasy that comes from that separation, which is prema bhakti, which is kevala bhakti, cannot be as intense. So only in Vrindavan is there kevala bhakti, is there utter humility. And utter humility because there can't be the type of worthlessness and devastation unless there's that degree of separation. And it's just like I gave an example before. If you may be very close to a teacher, you may be very close to your boss, and if they die, you can feel very sad. But if your child dies, if your lover dies, if your best friend dies. So the close love creates a deeper feeling of separation and a higher degree of ecstasy. So Lord Chaitanya's external mission was to give this type of love, which is called Braja Bhakti, which has that level of intimacy and invokes that degree of separation. And his external mission was to give that. His internal mission was to taste that from the perspective of Radharani at the height of her love, which is the mood of separation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now returning to Puri to try to experience that, try to get that. And that's what the process of Krishna consciousness means. How to bring that experience of love into your heart. So when he's there, because I mentioned this before, I've been giving lectures on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our mission is exactly the same. It just starts from different positions. His starts from being God and not being a devotee. Ours is from being a devotee and not realizing we're a devotee. But the same mission is there, how to become a devotee. And becoming a devotee means to have some kind of experience of heart, of deep sense of devotion, of feelings, as the perfected devotees have. And this is called Radhanuga Bhakti. You follow, you want love. Well, what love do you want? I want the love of people who know how to love and have it to the highest degree. That's what we want. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants that. We want that. He shows us how to get it. And he stays in Puri for the last 18 years of his life. And basically, there's three activities. One is chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the Yugala Mantra. Because when you focus on an object of devotion, it has a particular effect, a particular shakti. Well, the effect or shakti of the Yugala Mantra is to give you love for the Yugala Priti, for the divine couple. That's what the fact of focusing on it is, and meditating on it, and chanting it. That's my realization. That's my realization. That's why, I mean, I like being Vrindavan for that reason. I like to chant Hare Krishna. And we should do it as much as we possibly can, in whatever form attracts us the most. And that's why Sankirtan, congregational chanting, is the Yuga Dharma. Because it's the most effective way to absorb ourselves in an object of devotion that can transfer the most deep and sweetest love. So he does that. He also hears the Srimad Bhagavatam. Excuse me if I've repeated something that I've done the previous week. I'm not sure I did. It's just the conditions of giving the class don't lend to the subtlest thoughts, because I'm fighting the elements of what? No, I can't even hear it. And then hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam. And we can't, so this is why, what does Krishna consciousness mean? It means Sri Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavato Mati. It's the mind to have the mood. The mind to have the mood, Sri Krishna Bhakti Rasa, of your relationship with Krishna. That's love. Prabhupada translates that as Krishna consciousness. So how do you get Krishna consciousness? So we have to look, how did Lord Chaitanya get Krishna consciousness? We have to follow his life. Well, first, he surrendered to a guru fully, which means what? Opening your heart to what they have fully. Initiation is doing that. But when you do it fully, you get the full effect. The Lord Chaitanya being the Supreme Personality of Disciples and being connected with Ishvara Puri opens his heart fully, and the full transference of the heart of Ishvara Puri comes into him, which is the bhava and mood of devotion in that mood. Then he cultivates it through his life, and when he's in Puri, it's very interesting. What does he do? He goes to Tota Gopinath every day, and he listens to the Bhagavatam from Gadadhar. Now, who's Gadadhar? Gadadhar is Radharani. So what is Radharani's service in Gaur Lila? To give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu her mood. Now, she can't give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu her mood by exhibiting her mood, because if she exhibits her mood, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's Krishna, will be forced to remain Krishna. So she has to come without her mood, but she still wants to serve, because that's what Radha means, the full capacity for service. So what's, how does she serve? She sits and peacefully teaches in the Bhagavatam. Prabhupada's the movement is what? The International Society for Krishna Consciousness? Sri Krishna Bhaktivinoda. So how does he really base it? He based it on the Bhagavatam. That's why he wanted it distributed. It may have been done passionately, and that's natural. Any truth that you get fired up about can become a passion if you're not mature, which means you apply it beyond its limits. Every truth has a context. You apply it beyond your limits. You apply it in the wrong way. That's there. But the essence was, is he had faith in the Bhagavatam. When Prabhupada came to America, and he stood on that shore, with armed with the most fashionable plastic white shoes from Bowie Bazaar, I got corrected by one disciple when they saw my clunky computer. They said, Marge, you got to have an iPod. How will people respect you? I was telling a true story. How will they respect you? I hope I have something in my heart to give. And I don't need the new designer glasses to give Krishna consciousness. But he was looking out at the shore and thinking, well, what am I going to do? I'm one man against the forces of materialism. How can I change their hearts when there's a whole industry, world, movement to pollute them with passion and ignorance? And then what was Prabhupada's faith? In that famous poem he wrote, he started to quote the Bhagavatam as his faith. Shrinvata swa kata krishna punya shravana kirtana hidyantasto yabhajani vidanoti saritsatam. Saritsatam, Krishna's close at heart to one who becomes a devotee. And what is a devotee? Shrinvata swa kata krishna. One who hears the kata of Krishna. Krishna enters in the heart. I'm reading an incredible biography called When Good Fortune Arises, The Life and Teachings of Gaur Govinda Swami. It's really amazing. It's inspiring to see that level of devotion and the austerities he performed and the faith that he has in Guru. And especially his faith in the Bhagavatam. That's what these classes are about, hopefully. Go to whatever extent I can represent it. I'm only speaking on the Bhagavatam, basically. Whether it is CC or the Bhagavatam. It's all the Bhagavatam. So, he listened to the Bhagavatam and also stories and things that were nourishing his relationship, and he worshipped the deity of Jagannath. Core things that Prabhupada gave. If you look at the core basis of Prabhupada's movement, it's chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, the Bhagavatam, and worshipping the deities, because these are the core practices by which one's eternal relationship with Krishna develops. We just have to take them seriously. So here, it's Krishna Das Kaviraj, which is a great story, because he's really old. And he never expected that he would get to this position or this spot. He thought he would have died in the Madhya Lila, because he was so old. And I'm thinking right now, boy, it's not easy to concentrate here. But what to speak if I was old and all the infirmities that happen in old age, the loss of man. Hi, Krishna. Anybody there? Hi, Bo. No one's answering. Hi, Bo. Someone say hello. Hare Krishna. Who's that?
Hey, Bo.
Who's that?
This is Mother and Daddy.
How much of the class was cut off?
Getting old, you're not old.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I hear you. I don't
You can hear me, Indrani?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I just want to know, were you able to hear the class?
I only up to the point when you mentioned getting old, not being old.
Mentioned what?
Not being old.
What was my last point? What?
I heard you.
What was the last thing I mentioned?
The writer of the Chaitanya, how old he was when he wrote. And that you're not that old, but, you know, giving classes.
Up to the point of Krishna Das Kaviraj. You got that part?
Yes, that he was old when he wrote.
How many minutes was the class now disrupted?
10. I wasn't looking. I was just sitting here waiting, patiently chanting to myself and hoping you would come back. I haven't looked at the clock.
How many minutes did you miss of the class?
10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay. Okay. Well, that means that I did get to speak for at least about 20, 25. Is that right, Shastra?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay. You know, I have to go now to this program of 500 people. Maybe I'll just say a few more things, but I gave something today. Anybody like to say hello or ask some questions? I noticed that the phone service in Moscow is not as good as India. Anybody else like to say hello? Hello? Okay, Vansha Kalpa Turubhya Chakra Kasindya Beda Chakra. Thank you, Hare Krishna.